alle butte.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Denpasar City Government, Bali, and the La'amu Atoll Council, Maldives, are exchanging knowledge and good governance practices. Denpasar Deputy Mayor E. Kadek Agus Arya Wibawa made the announcement while receiving an official visit from a 10-person delegation led by La'amu Atoll Council, Ismail Ali at Graha Sewaka Dharma, Lumintang, Denpasar on Tuesday. Five Kalimantan provinces are preparing to offer investment partnerships for 15 strategic projects to investors from 12 countries at the Pamor Borneo 2025 event in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, from August 21st to 24th, 2025. It was said by the head of the Bank of South of Kalimantan Representative Office, Fajar Majardi, during a media talk in Banjarmasin on Tuesday evening. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon, VOI listeners. Welcome back to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today. I'm very glad to have you here with us. And of course, with me, Unika, on the mic here for the next 6 hours, bringing you greatest music from Indonesia and the latest news from Indonesia and all over the world. How are you doing, guys, today? For me personally, I'm not doing great. It's my, you know, first day of menstruation, so it hurts a lot, but again, because I'm very much excited to be here with you guys and bringing you guys the usual news, music, and information from Indonesia and across the world. Therefore, I'm still excited, even though I am feeling a little bit of pain right now. And of course, if you are tuning in through our online streaming voinews.id, or maybe you're listening to RRI Digital, our app available on Android and iOS, you don't want to miss our social medias updates. You know, you can follow us and connect us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, and you can contact us on email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62 821 238 12130. And to begin this amazing session of the day, I'm going to play you Hari Yang Mantap by Gusti Wibowo, or A Really Good Day, because I'm wishing you a really, really good day.
Hari Yang Mantap. Aduh sedap, kamu di Kemang, aku juga. Kok bisa ya nang, kebetulan. Hari yang mantap, ha, aduh senang, terngiang-ngiang, kamu sayang. Karena kita berdekatan, apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Kamu akan nyaman.
Sudah terungkap fakta terkuat, ini adalah hari yang paling mantap. Bertemu kamu hatiku terkoyak, bagai bunga yang wangi semerbak. Wong Fei Hung, aku jadi bingung, kalau gak ada kamu aku jadi linglung. Bang Bing Bung, yuk kita nabung. Tang Ting Tung, yuk kita ngitung.
Buat nikah, daftar KUA, ijab kabul dan langsung
saya nikahkan kamu dengan anak saya sekarang Patapa Tapa binti sekarang Beribopa. Dengan mas kawin tersebut dibayar tunai sah semuanya.
Oke, apa bisa? Apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Apa bisa? Apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Jamin kamu akan nyaman. Ku jamin kamu akan nyaman. Ku jamin kamu akan
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Pisang Dangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dengar ceritaku, tertawa. ku inginkan. Bahwa hanyalah dia yang sanggup mengisi hati. Ku sukanya apa adanya. Ku sampaikan apa yang ku rasakan dan ku inginkan. Bahwa hanyalah dia yang sanggup mengisi hati. Ku sukanya apa adanya. Ku sukanya apa adanya. Ku sukanya apa adanya.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Poverty and inequality, they are universal. They undermine every society, everywhere. But poverty is not natural. It is man-made, so poverty is not inevitable. It is an area where the world has made huge progress in the past few decades. Just 30 years ago, there were 1.9 billion people living in extreme poverty, but that number has been transformed. In 2015, it fell to 734 million. That's over a billion people lifted out of poverty.
A billion people out of poverty is amazing.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
It was across the world we lifted people out of poverty. Across the world, more kids got into education. It was across the world, maternal mortality was reduced. Across the world today, not many people will be left without access to a mobile phone. And what that has done to empower them to access to education, to a livelihood, is huge.
But still, almost 10% of the human race are living unbelievably harsh lives. This is largely determined by their circumstances at birth, and these high levels of inequalities work against better opportunities for all. Opportunities that could change the world.
The world is filled with inequality. While we are all floating on the same sea, we are not in the same boat. It's clear that some are in super yachts, while others are clinging to drifting debris.
Professor Sugarta Mitra is the brains behind what has become known as the hole-in-the-wall experiment.
I want to tell you a story about 1999. I used to teach people how to write computer programs. And I had a very, you know, plush office and everything. And just outside of these offices, there was this large, sprawling, urban slum full of children. Those children, they had never seen a computer before. They didn't know what the internet was, and they didn't know any English. But I had a sneaky kind of suspicion that there was a special relationship between children and computers that perhaps we were not aware of. So one day I tried an experiment. I made an opening in the boundary wall that separated my offices from the slum. And then I fixed a computer into the boundary wall so that from the other side of the wall, you could see the computer and a touchpad. And on the first day, we saw this 8-year-old boy teaching a 6-year-old girl how to surf. Now, how on earth did he figure that out? How did he know what the computer was doing? 3 months after I had first put their computer in the wall, children said they wanted a faster processor and a better mouse. I asked them, how on earth do you know these words? Where did you learn this from? And they said, well, you've left a machine here that speaks only in English, so we had no option but to learn the language. Easy, isn't it? I repeated the hole-in-the-wall experiment for 5 years across the length and breadth of India. We have an enormous potential of what children can achieve together if we let them.
There is potential everywhere. We just have to unlock it.
Actor and UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Michelle Yeoh.
A huge amount depends on where public money is spent. More of it must urgently go into health, into giving everyone a safety net. There is a revolution that is happening in education, global digital literacy, connecting every school, every person to the internet. This can be done. The recovery from COVID must lead to an economy that works for everyone. Let's start with tax. We have widespread tax concessions, tax avoidance, and tax evasion, which means that there's so much less money for all the crucial things: health, education, social protection, green jobs. Many developing countries are weighed down by historical debts, spending more money on debt repayments than they are spending on healthcare and improving their own people's lives. And then there's the importance of global investment in peace. More and more, the poorest countries in the world are those countries where conflicts and violence tear apart people's lives and chances. The peace dividend for the world is immeasurable.
That's why in March, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
And we must break the vicious cycle of corruption and increase the power of the people to keep check on the people in power. A strong civil society, a free, independent media, and responsible social media platforms that encourage healthy debate. Equality unleashes the potential of everyone to improve their own lives and contribute to the lives of everyone else.
VOI listeners, now I'll be playing you a love song entitled Jantung Hati, or Heart of the... I don't know how to translate it, because sometimes people translate it heart into literal heart of anatomy, or the heart of love, if you know what I'm talking about. But it's the title is that, both of that words, Jantung Hati in Indonesia, by Lila. So enjoy.
Kau begitu berarti. Oh, tak juga kupungkiri, ternyata kaulah kasih yang selalu di hati. Ku rasa ku sampai di ujung jalanku. Oh, oh, oh. Tempatku berhenti dan bernyanyi. Oh, jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung hatimu. Ku rekatkan arah di nadimu mengalir di darahmu dan terbelenggu. Takkan pernah lekang oleh waktu, semakin melekat di
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the Sate Klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of Sate Klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Di sendiriku, hati ini telah melukis cinta yang ku ingini, yang saat ini ku tak tahu
di manakah kau cantik? Sesungguhnya aku kangen kamu.
I've heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisures, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's Travel wrote, "Rapid, unchecked development spurred by over tourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse." Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapa Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. It's gonna be, it's very difficult definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you What did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every
activity.
Friday, so
every Friday morning.
There's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this hours of morning.
Absolutely, and that makes me a little bit happy because of they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination, and we believe one thing: if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action. Minimums, they're not throw the rubbish everywhere, and we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people, all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because all the participants...
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
Yeah, it's clean, and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us, this is from the sellers.
Along the beach,
every morning they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach, automatically because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach clean up every time during their schedule, during their own schedule. So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists, so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali, as well in Indonesia, as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand, the good wave for surfing, and the good water for swimming, as well for jogging, and
I see people jog
for sightseeing. This is nice beach in the world, so most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity. Learn to surf. And then they can do a sport on the beach, like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Volleyball. And a family activity like sand carving.
Yeah.
And every activity of the tourist destination here.
Oh,
as you can
cool.
see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up.
Ah.
So, and other hotels, they are automatically every day
do it too.
So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging
to the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city, right?
Yes, yeah,
around
right,
there.
Yeah.
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area cleans, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone.
Oh.
And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here.
Yeah.
To doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit.
The problem is
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So, because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency. So, my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area,
yeah,
easy to get the dollars. They have to maintenance their area,
yeah,
which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure. So as well, take action with their what we call that physicists or morals,
okay,
how to keep our destination still clean, safety, and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
This place, Kuta, Legian, Canggu even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay. Development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity. As well about the behavior, you know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like the drugs, and you can see in the news.
Yeah, many, you can see so many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
As like they climbing the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road.
Yeah.
As like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet, and many more bad manners. So this is we have to educate the tourists themselves. When they arriving to Bali, they have to sign a declare.
Oh. What kind of declare from the?
Okay, from the government? Already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists. Mm. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week. They involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local. So they think this area is belong to them. So what happen next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environment is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. You gotta give it a pause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papua Negara who lives in it chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So, you see that? Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So they're happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing, because not many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby.
Ah,
so
hobby.
Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots. Grassroots to catching, chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government been give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, we call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environments, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing. Yeah. And for a moment, I think what I have been doing here, that the people thinks that is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice, it's a duty we carry wherever we go.
I don't.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news.
Ku rasa tanpa dirimu enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu Wow, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam dan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata? Angin berbisik, hantar senyummu. Lepas kendali ku tersipu. Bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali kupikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja.